Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Things at the Shady Rest, Betty Jo?
Oh, pretty good.
Hi, Mr. Drucker. Miss Douglas sent me for...
Hi.
Mrs. Douglas sent me for a couple of...
For what?
I haven't seen you in a long time.
Mrs. Douglas sent me for a can of...
What in?
Uncle Joe will pick up the groceries later. Bye, Sam.
Bye.
Bye, Eb. It was nice talking to you.
She's gone. Now, what did Mrs. Douglas send you for?
Who?
Mrs. Douglas. She sent you for something.
She did? Well, I'll tell her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eb, for crying out loud.
I'll pick them up. I'll be back. Betty Jo sure is beautiful.
Well, it's that time of year again.
I've been waiting for you. Oliver, dinner is ready. Did you get the sardines?
No, ma'am.
Dinner isn't ready.
Well, what did you tell
me? Well, I was supposed to bring some sardines, and he didn't.
Why didn't you?
Why didn't I what?
Bring the sardines.
How can you talk about sardines at a time like this?
What does that mean?
You're too old to understand.
I understand what you two ought to understand. Don't you recognize love when you see it?
You mean duh is in love? With what?
Oliver.
How do you know?
He's got all the Simpsons.
He's got all the what?
Simpsons. Like when the doctor told you you had the Simpsons for the virus.
Oh, that new disease. Yeah. Did he cure me?
Yes, he gave you a subscription for the Palacillinum.
Well, what's for supper?
I wonder who she is.
Lisa, I'm hungry. I haven't had anything to eat all day but a couple of Palacillinum pills.
You're not over the virus?
Lisa, I'm starved.
Oh.
Some food.
All right. How about some chili con carne?
What happened to all the labels?
I took them all off so the cans would look neat.
Well, how do you know they're chili con carne?
That's what Mr. Drucker had a sale on. Would you open it, please?
Lisa, they go to a lot of trouble to put labels on these cans so that people will know this is dog food.
Oh, Mr. Drucker had a sale on that, too. Open this. I am sure what it is.
What is it?
Well, it's one or two things. It's either chili con carne or dog food.
I went back to Drucker's for the sardines.
Oh, thank goodness. Where are they?
Where's what?
The sardines.
Oh, I'll go to Drucker's and get some.
Never mind, never mind. Sit down, have something to eat. You got a choice. Chili con carne or dog food?
I ain't hungry.
Who is she, Ab?
Betty Jo Bradley.
Oh, one of Mrs. Bradley's daughters.
Her youngest and prettiest.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's got a face that'd make any man forget his sardines.
You have a very romantic way of putting it.
You and Betty Jo grew up together. What took you so long to forget your sardines?
Well, when I walked into the store a little while ago and saw her, it suddenly hit me. She was no longer Betty Jo, the utility infielder for the Hooterville Hawks. She had suddenly blossomed into a beautiful young woman. And now that I've blossomed into a beautiful young man, I figured we ought to blossom together.
Brother.
Mr. Douglas, you know I always kind of think of you as a father, and... Well, can I ask you a father-son type of question? Do you think I'm too young to, get married?
Not physically.
Married? You mean you proposed to her?
How could I? I've never been out with her.
Why not?
She never asked me.
You're supposed to ask her for the date.
I'm too shy. Would you ask her for me?
You're not supposed to send somebody else to ask a thing like that for you.
You did.
When?
That time in Paris at the restaurant. You sat at one table and I sat at the other, and you sent the waiter over to ask me for a dance. He was a pretty good dancer for a waiter.
The first time I asked you for a date was on board ship. I remember distinctly you were sitting in a steamer chair, aloof and haughty. I girded up my loins and I came over. Excuse me, is this chair taken?
No.
Oh, here.
That's why it's not taken.
The stupid steamship company. Why don't they have stronger chairs? A man could hurt himself and...
I tell my father he owns the ship.
He owns the...
Yes, he worked his way up from a dock in a bathtub.
What are you reading?
Who is who? You in this?
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Aren't you a whose?
No.
We've been out at sea for 3 days. How come I never saw you?
I'm not in first class, you know. I sneaked up here.
Ah. Oh. Are you in second class?
No.
Third?
No.
Parcel post?
I play in the ship's band.
What instrument do you play?
The guitar.
Do you know a louder song?
No, I'm really not a professional musician. I'm working my way back home. I opened my law practice in the fall. If you need any legal advice, why, there, the card.
Oliver Vander Douglas. Oh, there are 3 of you in the firm?
No, that's all me. Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Well, it's been nice talking to all of you.
Oh, wait a second. Look, I know this is presumptuous. We just met, but could I see you again when the ship gets to New York?
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Oh, why?
Why, this ship is going to Europe.
Europe? No, I got on it. Oh, this ship's going to New York.
Well, that's impossible. I don't have a round-trip ticket.
Well, wherever the ship goes, could I see you?
See me what?
Could we have a date?
Yes, well, why don't you call me?
Thank you.
Good night.
Could I walk you to your cabin?
Yes.
See, Ab, how easy it was?
It don't sound easy to me. First, I have to learn how to play a guitar, get a job on a boat.
Ab, if you want a date with Betty Jo, go over to the Shady Rest Hotel and ask her.
But if she turns me down?
Don't be afraid, Ab. Do what Mr. Douglas did. Gurgle your lions and ask her.
Gurgle? You do that.
Hey, Ab.
Is this seat taken?
No.
Thanks.
Matter?
It didn't break.
Why should it break?
It did for Mr. Douglas. What are you reading?
History.
You ever read Who's Who?
No.
Doggone, this ain't working out the way it should.
So long.
Wait a second. What's the matter with you?
Well, I came over to ask you for a date, but you're making it impossible.
You haven't asked me.
Would you?
Sure.
Yee-haw! I'll pick you up at 8 o'clock Saturday night. That is, if you don't mind going out with a feller with a swollen beak.
Are you all right?
Fine.
Did you hurt your leg?
No, I always limp when I'm happy.
Who's that?
It's me, Mr. Douglas. Can I come in? It's important.
Yes, come in.
What's the matter?
I can't sleep. I'm worried about Betty Jo.
Well, what are you worried about? I thought you had a date with her.
I did. I just don't know where to take her.
You woke us up to ask us that.
You got any suggestions?
Yes. Why don't you...
Oliver! Why don't you ask her where she wants to go?
Oh, I never thought of that. Thanks a lot.
Hold it. Don't ask her.
Why not?
I wouldn't want you to get trapped on your first date like I was with,
That's going to take a little explanation, Alfred.
Yeah, let's hear it, Al.
Well, Ab, every unattached female has got some fancy place she's always wanted to go to, you know, a nightclub, a restaurant, something like that. So she waits until some unsuspecting sucker comes along who utters the magic words, "Where would you like to go?" And then, pow, right in the pocketbook. Put that under your pillow and sleep on it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Wait a moment. There won't be any sleeping here tonight.
What are you talking about?
We just don't toss those jams around and expect them to wash up on the shore with oil on them.
Well, I don't want the boy to squander his life savings on his first date the way I did just because I made the mistake of asking you where you wanted to have dinner.
When you asked me, I said anywhere.
Yes. And when we got into the cab, you gave the driver the address of that Continental Clip joint on 58th Street, Paris on the Half Shell, or whatever it was called.
It was called the Liechtenstein Luau.
Yeah, how could I have forgotten that, the prices they charge? I should have walked out the minute I saw that head waiter.
Good evening, madame.
Good evening.
Monsieur, may I help you?
Yes, could we have a table for two near the window, please?
You have a reservation?
No, but...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. As you can see, we are all filled up.
But there's nobody here.
They are all reserved.
Well, couldn't you squeeze us in somewhere?
Let me see. Maybe I could... It is possible I might... Follow me, Mr. Rockefeller. How will this be?
There's no table. Couldn't we get a better...
Well, this is fine. Thank you. This is very romantical.
Hey, we don't have a candle. Captain.
Yes, sir?
Could we have a candle, too, please?
Very good, sir.
Cigars, cigarettes, candles.
You mean you have to buy the candle?
Oh, this is a pretty one.
Yes, ma'am. That'll be $3, sir.
$3? Well, that's highway robbery. Here's $5.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, you overtipped her.
Well, I didn't mean to. You wanted a candle and... You're very beautiful. I just... The captain.
Yes, sir.
The table's wobbly. Could you...
I'm sorry, sir. I will fix it.
Thank you. Yeah, I was saying, you have such beautiful...
There you are, sir.
Get it from the cigarette girl. Well, where was I? Oh, yes. The first time I saw you on shipboard, I said to myself...
Where's Chateaubriand?
Why don't you...
What did you say to yourself?
I said...
May I have your cocktail order, please?
Yes, what would you like?
Champagne.
Champagne? Wait, I didn't order champagne.
The lady said champagne.
Oh. At least you could have asked me what kind I wanted.
We only serve one kind, sir. Chateau Buffon.
That's the very best. You're terribly extravagant.
I didn't...
Well, what shall we drink to?
How about...
One more shoulder!
Will you please...
Why don't you have another glass of champagne?
Yes. Could I have some more champagne, please?
There you are, sir.
Why did you order another bottle? They didn't drink the first one yet.
I didn't order... Will you light the candle, please?
I'll get a match, sir.
You're certainly a big spender.
Well, when you're out with a gorgeous girl like you, money is no object, you see. I've been out with a lot of girls in my time, but I've never met anyone quite
like... Two waiter schnitzels!
Will you be more careful? Every time you go through that door, you nearly knock me off my chair.
As I was saying, my nose is on fire!
Oh, my goodness!
What did you do that for?
Well, you said your nose was on fire!
Why did you throw the champagne? $28 a bottle, that was the most expensive night I ever had.
Oliver, you exaggerated that story.
Not much. Eb, you take my advice. You take Betty Jo to someplace you know you can afford.
Thanks for the advice, Dad.
Don't call me.
Good night.
Now that your son is gone, shall we get back to the Liechtenstein Lua incident?
Good night.
Where would you like to go Saturday night, Betty Jo?
Well, wherever you want.
No, where you want.
How about the Bijou? Then afterward, we can have a hamburger at the diner.
Great. We'll go to the football rally and then for a bike ride.
Eb, I said the Bijou.
I know what you said, but I was told not to pay any attention to you.
What?
I know how girls are. They steer you to a clip joint and then order candles and champagne.
If you'd rather not go out Saturday night, just forget it.
Betty Jo!
Doggone it.
Hello, Miss Douglas.
Oh, hello, Ab.
Ab, where have you been? You're supposed to be milking Eleanor.
I was over at Betty Jo's.
Where are you going to take her Saturday night?
Nowhere. Thanks to you.
What?
Fine father you are.
I'm not your father.
I'm glad. The kind of advice you give your son, which I'm not, and I don't intend to be.
What happened, Ab?
Well, she said she wanted to go someplace. So I said we're going someplace else. I told her she wasn't going to steer me into any $3 candle clip joint.
You told her what?
That's what you said to do.
No, I didn't mean you should...
She called our date off. Boy, you sure know how to break up a romance.
If Mr. Douglas broke it up, he's going to fix it up.
I'll fix it up?
Thank you. I'm proud to be your son again.
Look, I didn't say I... Oh! I'm sorry, Eleanor. It was an accident.
Oliver, you got to do it for the boy.
I'm not going to do it.
You want me to cry in front of Eleanor?
All right, I'll talk to her. You see, I was trying to tell Eb about my wife steering me into this clip joint on our first date. Well, no, she didn't really steer me. But Eb was afraid you might steer him. What I'm trying to say is, please, will you change your mind about the date Saturday night?
Well...
No, say you'll go.
All right. Mom! Mom!
Chick, chick.
Hiya, honey.
Oh, hello, darling. Where were you all afternoon?
The Shady Rest Hotel.
Oh, well, what took you so long?
Oh, I was trying to explain to Mrs. Bradley that it was all a mistake. She thought I was trying to date Betty Jo.
You tried to date Betty Jo?
No.
Then why did Miss Bradley think you did?
Because Bobby Jo overheard me ask Betty Jo for a date.
Then you did ask her?
Yes, for you.
How'd I make out?
It's all settled.
Oh, boy, where are we going?
Mrs. Bradley suggests a dance at the Pixley Elks Club, I see.
Yee-haw! I'm going dancing with Betty Jo and...
You did it again.
What?
I can't dance.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Well, that's easy.
Would you teach me?
No, but Mr. Douglas will.
Me?
Well, I can only dance like a girl, so you've got to teach him how to dance like a boy.
What do you do first?
I am not about to teach...
Then you better go back and tell him the date's off. I can't dance.
I'm not going... You know the box step?
What's that?
Well, you put your left foot out and you bring up your right foot and you come over like this and back like that, huh? Try that. No. Follow me. Now... One, two, three. What? Watch it, you're clumsy.
I'm not getting any message from you.
Close your eyes and make believe that you are dancing with Betty Jo.
I'll try, but it won't be easy.
Once more. One, two, three.
F, you danced divinely.
Thank you, Betty Jo. Oh,
sorry.
No, it was my fault.
Oh, it was mine.
Then watch it.
F, you're wasting your time working for Mr. Douglas. You should be on the stage.
Telling me what you think you're doing?
Oh, Mr. Douglas!
Oh!
It was very good, Ab.
Help me up.
Oh,
darling. Oh.
What do you think, Mr. Douglas?
I think you should give up dancing.
Oh, he'll learn. He's got to a Saturday night.
Well, folks, what do you think?
You look very handsome.
Think I'll sweep Betty Jo off her feet?
Oh, you're a real sweeper.
Now remember everything I told you.
Yes, ma'am. Be sure to hold the door open for her. Let her go through first. Let her sit down before I sit down. Pay for both tickets, even if she offers to pay for her own. And no necking.
Lisa, did you tell him?
No, Miss Bradley threw that one in.
Have a good time, Ab.
Thank you. And thanks for letting me have the car.
Oh, wait a minute. Here, I've got something for you.
Roses for me. Then you do care.
They're for Betty Jo. I was in Pixley and I thought I'd buy... Well, I knew you wouldn't have sense enough to buy them.
Women are so touchy for flowers. We're very romantical.
Gee, sometimes it's hard for me to realize that you two are as old as you are.
Look, Ab.
Well, have a good time, Ab.
Thank you. Good night.
That was very sweet of you to get those roses.
Well, he needs all the help he can get.
I guess that's why I love you. You're always hollering, but underneath you have a soft spot in your head.
Heart.
There, too.
Come on, let's do the dishes.
Darling, would you please unzip me?
Oh, sure. Come in.
What are you doing home? You just left a half an hour ago.
The date is off.
Oh.
What happened?
Well, I went over to the Shady Rest to call for Betty Jo, and I handed her the flowers. And the next thing I knew, she had tears in her eyes.
Tears?
Yeah, then she started to sneeze, and her eyes swelled up.
What?
She's allergic to roses. Mr. Douglas, you did it again.
Well, it could be worse. She could be allergic to diamonds. Filmways presentation, darling.